Good day, North Pole. I'm Elf Stacy, and today is October 16th. I'll be reading Chapter 8 of our Christmas story in just a moment. Right now, the weather is clear and negative 9 degrees Celsius. There will be no sun for 154 more days, but Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, are expected tonight. It should be an awesome show. Your commute traffic looks good with no delays reported on any highways. Our listener email today comes from Human Resources Director Elf Julie. She writes, Dear Elf Stacy, could you please let your listeners know that Santa's Workshop is now hiring experienced toy makers? Many positions are available. In particular, we are looking for a Lego brick master, a video game designer, and an American Girl doll dressmaker. Please send resumes to Elf Julie at Santa's Workshop as soon as possible. Working for Santa is the best job in the world. Thanks, Elf Julie. All you elves looking for employment, get those resumes in as soon as possible. We don't want to disappoint any good boys and girls this Christmas. Now it's time for Santa and the Pigwidgeon. Chapter 8, The Donkey.
Run for your life! Shouted Claus as he raced down the far side of the mountain.
I'm coming! I'm coming! Sputtered Tweedleknees, leaping after Claus.
He lurched over a rock and went slipping, sprawling, tumbling, head over heels until he came to a stop, standing on his head, with both legs wrapped around a tree. Opening his upside-down eyes, he saw the head of the giant looming over the top of the mountain. The giant grinned.
Help! Bellowed Tweedleknees.
Claus turned and saw the giant reaching to snatch the elf in his large fist. His heart pounding, Claus unshouldered the bow the elves had given him to kill the Pigwidgeon. He shot the magic arrow into the heart of the giant. The earth shook and the mountain tottered when the giant fell. Tweedleknees leaped to his feet and slid down the mountainside to Claus.
"You've done it!" he cried admiringly. "You've killed the giant!"
"Yes," said Claus gravely, "but I've used the magic arrow and it cannot be used again."
"Phew!" exclaimed Tweedleknees. "You've 3 more weapons. There's no need to worry."
Then he and Claus continued on their way. The farther north they went, the colder the wind blew. One day they met a witch huddled by the side of the road.
"Good day," said Claus. "Can you tell me, please, if this is the way to the place where the Pigwidgeon dwells?"
"I'll tell you nothing," rasped the witch.
"Aren't you cold sitting there?" demanded Tweedleknees.
"Fie on you," snapped the witch, and she covered her head with her cloak.
Claus and Tweedleknees went on their way. They had not gone far when Tweedleknees said angrily,
"She can't talk to me that way. I'm going back and tell her a thing or two."
He ran back to the witch and tapped her on the shoulder. The witch withdrew her head from the cloak, and Tweedleknees said,
"You were very rude just now. You should apologize."
The witch's eyes flashed green and purple lights. Her face was chinless, and her nose was like a tea kettle spout turned upside down.
"It could be," said Tweedleknees huffily, "that if you act nicer, you would look nicer."
The witch rose in wrath. She reached under her cloak and drew out a handful of powder. She blew the powder in Tweedleknees' face and muttered,
"That's for being a Budinsky."
Tweedleknees threw his hands over his face. He felt his jaw dropping and his teeth jutting over his lips, and his ears growing long and hairy. In a moment, he was turned into a donkey, and the witch had disappeared. Claus had continued on his way. He was astonished when a donkey came up behind him and nudged his shoulder. Claus looked around for Tweedleknees, but there was no sign of the elf.
"Tweedleknees!" he shouted. "Look what's here!"
The donkey threw back his great long head and brayed mournfully.
"What can be the matter?" wondered Claus.
The donkey pawed the snow with his hoof. Claus looked down and saw he had stamped out 2 words. "It's me."
"Who?" cried Claus in confusion,
and then he groaned.
"Oh, no,"
as he finally understood.
That's all for this week. This podcast has been brought to you by the Elves in Santa's Letter Office, who remind you to order a letter from Santa by December 12th at writtenbysanta.webs.com. That's writtenbysanta.webs.com. I'm Elf Stacy, wishing you a good day, North Pole.